Michael, if you'd like to start us.
Okay. Jennifer, can you scroll to the top just real quick? Okay, we'll call the meeting to order for the Olympia Public Infrastructure District. Today's February 7th. It's 11:14. Would everybody mind? We're going to go around and do introductions of everybody on the call. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese.
I'm Ryan Button, the board chair for the Olympia PID number one.
Kirk Young, the Olympia PID number one board clerk.
And Victoria Carlton with Snow Jensen and Reese here, District Council, and we're here at the anchor location. Jennifer Gowans.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, Bond Counsel.
Adam Daly, also with Gilmore Bell, Bond Counsel.
And Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Great. That looks like everybody that's on the phone. Jennifer and Victoria, is there anyone there from the public at the anchor location?
There's nobody in the waiting room right now. And then
Okay.
Jennifer's just going to check the lobby.
Okay, perfect. That way we can cover the public comment. While she's doing that, we can move on. So we have on the preliminary action items minutes held on the January 22nd meeting. And then if there are any outstanding payment applications and requisition requests, Kurt or Ryan, do we have any of those?
Not that I know of.
I'm not aware of anything.
Okay, perfect. Did you two have a chance to review the board minutes of our last meeting?
Let me pull those up really quick and just confirm it's the ones that I looked at. It was Jennifer that sent those, correct?
Yes.
Just want to make sure it's the ones I'm thinking. I actually don't see those in my email from Jennifer. Did you send those, Victoria?
I did not.
Well,
But
let's
what we'll
just do
do,
this. Oh, go ahead, Victoria.
yeah, I was just going to suggest that we can just approve those subject to your review.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I don't see those in my email, so if you guys can send those to me, that would be great. But you okay if I make a motion then to approve them? I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the January 22nd, 2024 board meeting, subject to our final review.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Perfect. Oh, let's also cover for the recording that Ryan and Kirk are here as the board members, which they constitute a quorum of the board. So we do have a quorum. All right, Jennifer, if you'll scroll down so that we can cover the public hearing. Right, next item is a public hearing. So what we're going to do is go through, ask for any public comment. So, Ryan and Kurt, what we'll need to do is by motion open the public hearing. We'll let Adam or Aaron go through the parameters resolution. Actually, Victoria, if you want to start with that. Then, once we're done, if there's no public, we'll close the public hearing and then we'll move on from there. So, can I get a motion, Ryan or Kirk, to open the public hearing?
I'll make
Okay.
the motion to open the public hearing for item C1.
I'll second.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Kurt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
That's unanimous. All right, Victoria, do you want to cover this first? You and Aaron kind of tag team, or how do you want to do it?
Aaron, would you like to cover this?
Sure. Yeah. So this is a public hearing regarding the issuance of your bonds that were previously approved in the parameters resolution. So as part of the state law requirements there, we're just the district's required, similar to cities and counties and others, to hold a public hearing concerning the issuance of the bonds and, as the statute says, the potential impact that the bonds could have on the private sector. So, you know, folks could raise other items, but those are the statutory purpose of the public hearing. So happy to answer any questions, but that's the purpose for this meeting. You know, it's been properly noticed and all of those kinds of items. So just an opportunity for the public to speak up if they'd like to.
Great. Thanks, Aaron. Ryan, Kirk, any questions about that?
No.
Nope.
Okay, perfect. Again, Victoria, Jennifer, anybody there at the anchor location? Anybody from the public?
Will you also just double check the meetings? Yeah, the participants. So we've checked the lobby and we just checked online once again. There's nobody from the public here.
Okay, perfect. We'll note that in the record, no public present to comment on the bonds. If no one has any other comments or questions, Ryan and Kirk will go ahead and close the public hearing by motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing for agenda item C1.
I'll second.
Great, thanks Ryan, thanks Kirk. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous, perfect. Jennifer, if you'll scroll down. All right, our other action items is CLA's MSA and SOW. I see Shelby's on the line. Shelby, do you want to cover that for us?
Yeah, I sure can. Give me one second. I'm just going to pull this up on my screen. So this is actually the engagement letter for the cash flow forecast. I can't share my screen.
Sorry.
Okay. No worries. Thank you so much. Okay. So again, engagement letter for the cash flow forecast associated with the bonds. We have our hourly rate table in here. Typically, and these are, you know, paid from the bond proceeds at closing. Typically, these are running around 22 to 24,000 right now. We'll kind of key in that final number and work with the underwriter on that for the closing memo once we get to that point. Ryan has signed and executed this. So today we're really looking for the board to ratify, and I'm happy to answer any other questions or cover this in more detail.
Kirk, anything?
I don't have any questions. I'll let Kirk make a motion on this one.
Perfect.
Okay. Was it D1? Is that what the number was on the?
Yes, and it's to ratify, Kirk.
Okay, I'll make a motion to ratify item D1.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Jennifer, I just pulled it up on my computer. So actually, I have the wrong agenda. If you'll put it back up on yours, Jennifer. All right, item two. Did we ever set a tentative board meeting schedule, Ryan and Kirk, that works for you guys?
I don't think so. I know we talked about, didn't we have a conversation about, I can't remember. I know we talked about it.
Yeah, I thought they came up with some dates and that we were okay with.
Yeah, so maybe it did. I just don't know if it's officially scheduled or what. Maybe
Victoria. Yeah, we haven't. And I think maybe there was some confusion. I think we were kind of waiting to see with your guys' schedule, especially towards the end of the year with hunting and everything, what was going to work, you know, yeah, October, October, November, and December, we're going to need to have meetings. So like second week of the month, third week of the month, any day of the week work better,
what's
you guys.
Yeah, and we can obviously shift things around, but if you need one in October, November, and December.
Yeah, we'll need them earlier than that too, like April, July, and then October. So we're going to do five, but it's really the three at the end of the year that I think for you guys is going to matter.
My preference would be to do it at the beginning of each of those months. So I don't care if we want to say like, I was trying to find a date that worked. Like I'd say Tuesday or Wednesdays are ideal. So we can do like October 1st or 2nd, and then we can do November 5th or 6th and December 3rd or 4th, something like that. So just,
okay.
If we want to pick, I'd say either do them on Tuesdays or Wednesdays and just do the first Tuesday or Wednesday of each of those months.
Okay. Morning work better for you?
Yeah. If we do them like 10, it's great. Okay. 10, 30.
Perfect. We'll send out a calendar invite then for you guys. All right, let's move on. Administrative items. Just Ryan, I think we have your oath and conflicts. Kirk, I think you're the...
I sent mine, Doug's, and Lisa, I think, last week.
Okay,
I think perfect. We have everything up to this point, so...
Okay,
perfect. Is that right, Jennifer?
Something that I needed to sign this morning, but when I clicked on it, it pulled up a signature for me to sign in both locations, which Ryan's name's on one of them, so...
Could you send something out this week? I'll follow up on that.
Okay.
I'll follow up on what was sent out.
I think it was just covering that document with the percentage rate where there were questions. And so we'll go back and adjust that anyway. So you can disregard.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything out there for you to sign right now. So if we sent something out, disregard it.
Okay.
Yeah. The only other item, we do need to set up another board meeting to approve the contract fees resolution. The city is going to be signing on the 14th. So just sometime in the next, before Tuesday, I think is the 14th Wednesday.
That's Wednesday. Do you want to do it next Tuesday?
Sure.
13th?
Yeah, that works for me too.
I'm good. I've got a, as long as it's like 10:30 would be great. 10:30, 11:30.
Yeah, it shouldn't take very long.
No. Does 10:30 work for everybody?
That works for us.
Okay. Do you want to send out an invite for the 13th at 10:30?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Victoria, anything else?
That's all that I have. Thank you, Michael.
Okay. Yep. Kirk, Ryan, do you guys have anything you want to bring up? Any questions we need to cover?
Nope.
Okay, perfect. All right, with that, then we'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, I'll Kirk. Thanks, Ryan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Bye.
That's unanimous. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later.
See ya. See you.